One night, I dreamt of Britney Spears. We were on a picnic, laughing like newlyweds, like a romantic comedy, like it was just us versus the world. And we were eating hot dogs. The kind of hot dogs my mother used to make for school lunch, boiled the night before, served cold, the side of sliced white bread. But with Britney, well, these hot dogs, they tasted great. And half joking, half luring, I fed one of these cold hot dogs to Britney, inch by inch. When I awoke, I felt deeply connected to Britney, as if we were in a long-distance relationship that was now rekindled with a plane ticket. To this day, I cannot listen to her song Toxic without getting a boner and craving an Oscar Mayer. One time, I was inside of a Pittsburgh J. Crew when in stroll... Sorry, I just need to stop. Hang on, I'm stopping this. Okay, look, now, I didn't always shop at J. Crew. I just want to establish this really fast, that I didn't always go there. In fact, I used to only shop at thrift stores until I got scabies from a three-piece polyester suit. Plus, J. Crew is the only place that has my pant size because I have these really short legs and fat thighs. So anyways, I am inside of this Pittsburgh J. Crew when in strolls Surrey Cruise, bodyguards and Build-A-Bear in tow. Now tell me, is it wrong to stalk a child? I mean, really, a child like this? Because there I was hiding behind the coat rack filled with Made in Malaysia onesies, trying desperately to decipher her conversation with the Build-A-Bear. What was she calling him? Harold? Hamilton? Harry. It was like watching a newborn panda surrounded by doctors, a creature more precious and rare than human life itself. I stood in the journeys and watched as Surrey cruised down the mall corridor, running gleefully to a Sephora the way a normal child might run to a Wetzel pretzel. When I caught wind, an indie actress, Chloe Sevigny, was coming to town to film a crime-stopping TV show. Well, I circled that craft service table every single day. No longer am I just going to dream. No longer am I only going to stalk. I am going to talk to an actual celebrity. I prepared a list of discussion points. Vintage eyewear, Werner Herzog, crushed ice, and the one time I saw Surrey Cruise in a Pittsburgh J. Crew. And then I waited. And I waited. But she never arrived. And on the third day, walking to the bus stop, defeated, wait, I saw her sitting alone 50 yards from the free bagels and fruit cups. There was Chloe Sevigny eating sauerkraut out of a glass Tupperware container, and I approached her. Oh my God, Zach, what are you doing? This is a star, a supernova, and me, a black dwarf, short and squat. The only thing that radiated from me was my greasy hair, but I approached her anyways, and I said, "Hey, are you Chloe Sevigny?" And without another word spoken between us, she handed me her fork, and I fed her bite after bite of sauerkraut. All right, hang on. I need to probably stop this right now because I am lying, and this entire cassette is about truth. So, okay, let me just be honest here, and I'll tell you that I did go up to Chloe, okay? I did go up to her, and I said, "Hey, are you Chloe Sevigny?" And she said, "Yes." And then she walked over to a black Cadillac, she got into the back seat, and she took off, leaving me behind. And I strolled over to that craft service table, past the free bagels and the lunch meat and the cheese, until I saw something. Hot dogs. I took one. Chloe's, I thought. Chloe's. And I walked over to that bus stop, counting the change in my pocket, eating my hot dog, and shielding my eyes from the hot, hot sun.